Listening 89. Overseas. People have always described me as a nerd. I'm not like my brother, who is handsome and always has multiple invites on a Friday night. I tend to neglect my social life, and I hardly even notice whether it's the weekend or the week. I'm happy with my maths problems, and I'm not even bothered what I wear. Nothing else really matters to me beyond my studies, with one exception, travelling. Last year, I discovered my love of travelling overseas on the European continent. A trip through Switzerland and Germany, and then a visit to Norway and Sweden. It was a fantastic trip, until Switzerland. I was exhausted from staying up the night before to pack my bags. As I walked off the plane and entered the airport, two security workers indicated that I should come to where they were standing. Before I could comprehend what was happening, they demanded that I show them my visa. I told them that I didn't have one because I was on a tourist trip. They then pointed to a notice posted on the wall that read, "All non-EU and US citizens must notify the Swiss embassy before leaving their country, regardless of the purpose of their visit." "I'm a US citizen," I said. The two security guards exchanged looks of confusion, and one of them asked for my passport. He examined it, wrote a note on some paper, and then slowly handed it back to me. "We mistook you for another passenger," he explained apologetically. They then showed me the door, explained how to reach the baggage claim, and wished me a pleasant journey. And that was the weird thing. I never thought about it after, but a month later, my handsome brother was arrested. Apparently, he'd been spying for the Chinese.